to rent. So I'm trying to explain why some of the difficulties arise, but there's good practice as well. We'll hear from Professor Sarah Niblock of Brunel University, herself a former working journalist, about local newspaper coverage. I'm really going to be fascinated with that presentation. We've got people here from all around the country. That's why we can honestly say this is a national conference. From Lincoln, from Gloucester, from Manchester, from Birmingham, from Bristol, all around the country, at Leicester, and I'm really proud to be the founder and the editor of thelatest.com, which we started in 2006, as a platform for those alternative voices that don't get heard. So you'll see a lot of demo stuff on there, from the Occupy protests at St. Paul's, what the students are doing, fighting against fees, cuts, all the rest of it. But we're not a left-wing website. We're not a right-wing website. We are a bit like the Independent. Do you remember when Andreas Wickham Smith started that publication? We want to be a space for all the voices. We've got some quite right-wing people on there. One of our most prolific bloggers is a card-carrying member of the Conservative Party. Come forward with your points of view. We are there for you to be a possibility, a publication of organs for you to get your message across and speak interesting stories, tell interesting stories through still photography, video. And young people are a key to our success. They've been tremendous in keeping the website alive, which